This is the closing market report for Wednesday, the 9th day of March. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's start in the Midwest and the United States. It looks like we'll have a soggy one. What's the impact across the growing regions? And we could start, I suppose, with the Delta.
Yeah, that poor Delta. We were just looking at the data here just a bit ago, and northern Louisiana is now up to 14 inches in the last 24 hours. Way too much rain. That's in the northwest part of the state, not necessarily a major grain or oilseed production area, but nevertheless, those poor folks are going to be dealing with some serious flooding for a while. We do see rain totals in the last 24 hours running anywhere from around 4 to 8 inches, some localized greater amounts, anywhere from the eastern part of Texas into Arkansas. This rain is working its way northward. We are going to see an increase in precipitation across parts of the Ohio River Basin area as we go forward through the next 2 days with waves of rain expected. Now, the rains in the Midwest won't be anything like what's happening in the Delta, so we are not going to see the same level of flooding occurring across any part of our region. But with that said, there will be some areas in southeastern Missouri, parts of southern Illinois, maybe the Evansville area of Indiana, and parts of western Kentucky that will end up with 3 to 4 inches of rain, maybe something a little bit greater, and we will have some localized flooding there. But as far as widespread serious problems with crops, I don't think the lower Midwest is going to be faced with that right now. Certainly a little later in the spring, if we keep the weather succession of storms going across the area, we very well may have our own issues to deal with later. But for right now, certainly harvest delays, let's try that again, maybe some planting delays going on across parts of the Delta for sure over the next 2 or 3 weeks because of not only this storm, but another one that's going to evolve late next week. And the lower Midwest, of course, we're a few weeks away from planting, but the odds are fairly high that we'll get involved with some delay up here as well.
Earlier in the month, we were talking a great deal about, at the end of last month, about the warm weather and soft red and hard red winter wheat both coming out of dormancy. Are we far enough into March now, looking forward, that you're no longer concerned about that, and what are conditions for each of those crops?
Well, I think that we need to continue to be watchful for the development rates out there in both those areas. But at the moment, I don't think we're going to be advancing the crop quite far enough, quickly enough, to raise an immediate concern. Now, there will be some frost and a little bit of freezes that will occur next week, probably midweek in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, maybe northern Oklahoma, and that'll be welcome, actually. We need to kind of nip the crop a little bit, just kind of shock it a little bit, slow it down, make sure that we don't get too far ahead of ourselves too early in the season. So I think for right now, we don't have to worry too much, but we have to keep at least one eye pointed on the hard red winter wheat areas.
A quick update on South America, please.
Still looks very good. Argentina is going to go through about 7 days of dry weather, and that will firm up the ground and help to improve sunseed and early corn harvesting that's underway. The soybean crop has plenty of subsoil moisture to feed on, so it'll stay in good shape as well. And then in parts of Brazil, we're probably going to continue to see a favorable mix of weather that's continue to be good for late-season crops and maybe a little bit disruptive for the harvest.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.